Yochai used to say that the biggest Yitzharas that comes on these times is that people sort of get lost, caught up on side points, and they don't focus in on the main point of the Yoy. One of his movements was Purim. People get caught up in one mitzvah of the Yoy, and they throw in the center of the Yoy. But on Rosh Hashanah also, we have to be very careful. It's a big day, but we have to understand what is the Avodas HaYom, what does Hashem want from us, and then we could use the Yom Kiroi. The Yetzirah knows that, because he's aimed at our. We want to learn up together the Ikrei HaYom, how we could get the most out of the Yom, how we could use the Avodas HaYom, how we could grow on this day together. Now to be Zecha to Hashanah Tova. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Yoram Beis says very powerful. One man the Yomah Yosef Yotza Bibeit Surim the Rosh Hashanah. That day in the morning Yosef was in the Beit Hasoya. He was in jail. He was in a terrible place in life, a miserable place in life. On one Rosh Hashanah, he went from being in jail, and being a prisoner, and being in Mitzrayim, and being a terrible place, he went to be the Mishnah LeMelech. He was halach from grace to riches. He was halach from a life malei yisurim to a life malei kol tanuvim. When did it happen? On Rosh Hashanah. As number one, Rosh Hashanah is a tremendous opportunity to be zeicha of the gavur, to take care of all the yisurim, all the tzaris, to change it. Rosh Hashanah is a tremendous day, which is the Mashiach. We lay in the Kriya of Kriya Satayra, Hashem Pakad Esara. She lived for years and years, life of Akos, Akara, not having a child, suffering, watching Hagar have a child, watching Abram marry someone else, going through a life of not having a child and for a lady that's not seeing the future. Hashem Pakad Esar. On Rosh Hashanah, everything changed. What in Naftaira is Chana. She went in with Pnina, being Mitzara, Kol Azman. A filu of Baal said to her, like, I'm good to you, so you won't have a child. She was Miyush, she could have been Miyush, but she kept. And it's very interesting. Sarah had many years of Rosh Hashanah. She was very, very old when she had a child. In her 90s. And she went through many Rosh Hashanahs. You would think she would give up, like many of us. I went through so many Rosh Hashanahs. Nothing changed. Nothing's going to change. Avafilu achi. She didn't give up. And not only she didn't give up, she had a change. Yosef was in prison and in Mitzrayim and suffering for many years. But Rosh Hashanah made the change. And that's number one. Understanding what Rosh Hashanah is. Aleph L'Toiva. What it could do for us. How it could change us. How it could bring us up. But understanding with either Yisra also. Rosh Hashanah has a flip side, you could call it. And this is Mi'ikrei Avodas HaYom. Rabbi Yeruchim said that it's called Yomim Noirayim, Yomim of Yira, Yomim of Moira. The Iker Avodas HaYom is the Avoda of the Yira. The Michtam Eliyo sent his son a letter from Europe. The son wanted to know, how could I feel Rosh Hashanah? How could I feel the Yira? How could I feel the pocket of Rosh Hashanah? As his father, the Michtam Eliyo, wrote him a letter, and he wrote him back, just think of everything that hurt you in the last year. Everything you didn't like in the last year. And know everything was nigzar on Rosh Hashanah. We live in a dar where we're seeing things that are not some. You see a person getting killed by terrorists. And it's people that have families, their wives at home that are crying, children that are crying. Their lives have been changed. When was it nigzar? On Rosh Hashanah. You know, people that their son is getting killed in the army. It's not just you reading another piece of news. It's not just a hack. There's someone that's dying. There's a family that's being changed. We have people that are getting sick, very, very sick. And someone that said that they found out that he had a growth. He went to the hospital and they did the testing. And he was found to be, he had something, and he went for the treatment afterwards. It was very interesting. He said something so powerful. He said the 2 weeks of testing were the hardest weeks of his life. He said it was even harder than when they found out he had the machla. He said, why? When you find out to have the machla, as you're in the head frame of already, okay, now we're on the way, we're going to get our cure, we're going to know what's going to be. He said the 2 weeks of testing where you don't know what's going on, that pachat, like what's going to be, the pachat from the future, that he said was the worst 2 weeks of his life. Knowing you have a growth, knowing you have something there, not knowing what it means, what's the future, that's Ayin Hanayim. That's Rosh Hashanah. Your whole future is being koiveya. It's Ivadahus. It's not like, okay, last year I survived, the year before I survived. Okay, ups and downs, but it's okay. No. It's Ivadahus. You're going into a matzah. We don't know what's going to be next around this Rosh Hashanah. You say like, wow, the last years were wow years. People didn't die, nothing happened. There weren't missiles flying. There weren't the Goyim of Pachad yet. Not that way. We all know the truth. We all try to forget and put it behind. But there's once a year that we're supposed to think about it, be in touch with it, feel it. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. It's Yamin Leroyim. It's Yamin that we need. And the biggest pachad is what is Hashem Koveya future? He danza. Hechan Advar make me in the new things, the fancy things that they sell in the silver store and other things for Rosh Hashanah. They have a picture of a scale. And on the scale is honey and fash. On one side of the scale, a very fancy honey and fash. And there's Rimoinim on the other side of the scale. Yeah. It used to be when people looked at the scale on Rosh Hashanah, they got a pachad. Now it's a beautiful centerpiece for the Rosh Hashanah table with honey and fash on one side and rimonim on the other side. People have sort of this feeling, okay, we're eating honey and apples, honey on the challah, we're having the sweet new year. We have nothing to be scared of. Rimonim, Navisiyasenu, Rimon, and I'm good. We're all good. What are you scared of? Don't you know it says you're supposed to be Boitea, Hashem is going to give us a good din? This is years and days of Abba. Ah, Smaldi! Gazel! We don't realize the pachad we should have, the pachad we should be in. We don't realize, just push it, we're not thinking too right. Hashem is weighing our mindset. Hashem is checking. Are you doing your tafkid in life what I made you? And it's not going to work. You're going to make this excuse, but this, but that, but this, but that. I have this one, I have that one. Hashem doesn't take these excuses the same way we make them. Hashem's really looking. Hashem knows what our kliyos really are. He wants to see how are we really performing. How are we really doing in every day. The issue today, we all know we are not perfect. And even if you think you're perfect, about Hechad Zohar Megir, the Gemara in Brachos, Chof Ches Amid Beis, brings down Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the Gadol HaDor. And not some Gadol HaDor. The Gemara in Sukkah Chof Ches says on him, he was a Baki for Kol HaTayru Kuma. There wasn't a day he wasn't the first person in the Beis Medrash, the last person that left. He never slept in the Beis Medrash. He was Loisach Sichas Kulav Kulet Miyamah. He was the dugma. He was the model of someone who lived his life to Roy. They came into him. His five Talmidim, who were also the Gdolim of Klal Yisrael, the Lola, Rabbi Yeshua, he said, Tanakim of Klal Yisrael. And their Rebbe is crying. He's on his deathbed. And they ask the obvious question, why are you crying? You're the Tzaddik. You're the Gadol HaDor. You're unbelievable. You are like the person in life. Everyone has that shiva. You're on the pictures on the wall. We want to grow like you. Why are you crying? Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai answers, I don't know where I'm heading. I don't know if I'm going to Gan Eden. I don't know if I'm going to Gehenna. And this is not a pre-planned speech that he wrote up with professional speaking people. This is where he really feels. You can't fake tears. He's sitting there and he's crying with pachad chodid. The Gemara in Chagiga, Dav Dalit Amid Beis, speaks about how there were different Tanayim who cried when they read Psukim in Tanakh that spoke about the Yom HaDin. They were crying. They were tzaddikim. One of them is they were called up Shmuel. They said, the Oy, that you called up Shmuel. A Shmuel was so bepachad. He called Moshe Rabbeinu to be made that he's a tzaddik. He was bepachad. Maybe they're bringing him to din in Shammai. There's a little bit to feel. A little bit we should feel in the mind. That we're scared. It's not simple. What are we saying so many sleepers for? Why do we need so many sleepers? A lot of Bachim don't know. A lot of Bachim skip them. And they don't realize, why do we need so many sleepers? Why do we need so many tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah? Why do we have to daven for so long? Generally, we need a lot of tefillahs. And if you don't have this Aleph-Beis understanding, Rosh Hashanah could go by, and you don't realize how much we need every tefillah, every part of the day. If G'daylem were the pachad from Yom HaDin, Anu Manenu Basrayim. Rav Leib Chassman in Chevron said on this Mishpasha, a very powerful book, used to come into Chevron and used to say, before Rosh Hashanah, on Pasha's Mitzavim, it says, you know, Bachrim are not scared. But he's trying to admire them, to feel a little bit the Yira, feel a little bit the Pachad. As he said, that, you know, a person could say, you know, I'm not scared. Why? We have tshuva. We could do tshuva. We have tefillah. He says, you're right. If you do tshuva, if you do tefillah, you have nothing to be scared of. He said that there's one thing that it says Hashem will never forgive you. If you do this, Hashem is going to get so upset at you and he can't forgive you. That you don't want to do before Rosh Hashanah. Of course, everyone's looking like, of course, I don't want to do something that Hashem's really going to get upset with. As they thought, what is he going to say? We just got smartphones. What's his point? What's he going to say? He says, you read in this week's parsha, it says someone who reads the Kalamas and says, Shalom Yili, Kibishviris Libi Elech, Lo Yevashem Sloyach Loi. You walk into Rosh Hashanah and you say, Shalom Yili, Kibishviris Libi Elech, I'm eating my honey and vash, I'm eating my apples and vash. My reminder, I'm doing Tashlich. V'shalom yiyeli. V'shvirat liyeleh. I'm not changing a thing about me. I'm good. I call time. That is the worst thing you could do before Rosh Hashanah. Just go in with a little bit of pachad. We're not asking you to be zeichlin v'royedin v'yayin v'yefa. We're far from that. Of a little bit. To come in with a pachad. It's not simple. We're waiting for the results. There's a bdika going on inside of us. They're checking. What's going on in you? Do you have a gidol there? Do you have something growing in there that's very dangerous? There are simanim here that you need help. You're in the waiting room. You're waiting for the din. It's not simple. Ubitzeh, the more a person feels it, that itself is tshuva. That itself is going to change you. That itself is going to make you into a different person. Rashi brings, in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, he brings the Medrash Tanhuma that the Yidden saw, the Memchas Klolis, that in Parshas Uvoisai, the Tzadik Ches Klolis, that in Parshas Kisovoi, and they were always meant, Pachad Chodim, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to them, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Atem Nitzavim Kolchem Hayom. Don't worry. The Klolis, that's what's my mission. The Daimalism, you have the Ezra. The Yidden came, he opened up the Torah. Everyone started to cry. As he says, don't cry. Hashem is going to help you. And that's the Makkah that you shouldn't be miyuyish on Rosh Hashanah. It's the Yom that has Simcha in it too, like Ezra said to them. Everyone brings that part, but there's a part before that. What were they doing when Ezra said it? They were crying. Over here we see something so powerful. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had them crying. He had them bepachad. This is great. What is he coming and calming them down for? This is great. Yiras Shamayim. He should leave them bepachad. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us a very important lesson. Rosh Hashanah is here that we should be bepachad. The klolis are to be mastered us. If we are bepachad, the klolis accomplish what they were supposed to. As Moshe Rabbeinu says, Va'atem nitzavim. You chav the pachad? You were scared? Oh! Nothing bad has to come. Don't worry. And that's what Ezra told them also. They're crying, they're scared. Oh! Now, not worry. Now we have Metiko. Everything's going to change up. And that's very powerful. It's there, but it's still written in the Sefer. I'm not sure where the Metiko is, but it's going. He brings it going. That the going said that when a Yiddish heart has pachad, it changed from a leiv even to a leiv bas. And that's the biggest change you could do in a person. When a Yid gets a little bit of pacha. Why does the Yetzer Hara want us to be so chilled? He wants us to be chilled all our life. Because when there's a leiv even, there's nothing to talk to. No one to talk to. When there's a leiv with pacha, that itself, you're a different leiv. Now there's room to work, there's room to grow. That's the avoda of Rosh Hashanah. Not to say Shalom Yiyuli, Ki Bishviris Livi Yehna. To be the Pachad. And then, like the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah. Just the Mishnah Berurah in Tavkut Pei Dalet. You're supposed to be the Sameach, the Hoylech, when we stop it before Rosh Hashanah. We get haircuts, we eat good meat because we're supposed to be Bateach Medin. How do you handle the Sphira? On one day it's a Yom of Year of a Pachat. On the other hand, it's a day of Simcha. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, this simple parrot, which is Yi Avoides Hayoyim. He says, you first are the Year of the Pachat. Va'al Yedei Zeh, you could be the Simcha. And if you look at the Pasuk in Ezra, you see it so clearly. They cry. Ezra said, okay, you're the pachad, now you could be the symbol. That's Atem Nitzavim, you're scared of the klolis, now we could change. It's Mamish Klol. Oh, that's the Seder of Avodah. If you skip that way, then you got to be Bitachon first. That's not real Bitachon, and that's not the way to be said from the beginning. Because we have to live the Yira, live the pachad, live the Ivad Oz. Our future is being conveyed here. Bachurim that are going into Shidduchim, they should be thinking their married life is being koveya. Who they're going to marry, how they're going to be married, how their children are going to be, how their future is going to be. Everything is being koveya on Rosh Hashanah. And it's no joke. It's not the chakra that comes with the fancy smartphone that's making you shiva. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'as. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Keveyit, and he's looking at you, and he wants to see how you're acting. And that's how he's going to be Keveyit, your future. And that's Nekuda number one of Rosh Hashanah, to build for us the feelings of Yira, not to the point that we're shaking and we're depressed. No, to the point that we feel fear. We just want to feel it. Relate to it. Have some feelings of fear. understand it's a serious day. Really understand our future is Tariq. And that's the first step of tshuva, to understand when Tariq is Hashem. Step number two is the hemshech of the parasha, which is very powerful. Kikarav alecha adava me'ev. Kipichol uvav vav lasoisu. Tshuva is not something that's in the look. I can't change. How am I going to change? I'm so many years the same guy. How can I change? What does Hashem want from me? This is me. This is who I am. Kikarav alecha adava me'ev. Kipichol uvav vav lasoisu. Sometimes we look at ourselves, we look at our midos, and we don't feel good about ourselves. Who am I? What am I? How am I going to function? I look at my Avos Hashem, my Yiras Hashem, my Hasmad in Torah, my Yediyas in Torah. It's so painful to look. But what do we prefer to do? Very simple. We prefer to put in the headphones, put on the music, put on a nice, fancy, happy song, and move on. I should look at myself, I should be realistic about myself. It's very painful. It's very depressing. But there's one thing, when we look at ourselves, we forget to see. Many times we look at ourselves and say, how can I change? How can I be different? We don't see. We have a peer of nafas. We could fly much, much higher than we think. We could reach such tremendous heights, each and every one of us. We have a beauty to us that we can grow so high and so unbelievable. So one can say to her, I'm sorry, this time is going to go to stuff. Don't know the makkah, but it's a medrash on the rush. And the rush brings. That says, why is the mazel of arrow of the Sula? Maisa Shahaya Kahaya in the Dara Bamabo, they were Anoshim, that they were Khaite with Knois Ada, because they were Yeshua. They came and it was a Gisha, Shaloya Yafa Kumais, the Holoi. They were Teveyer her Lave, and she said, that I'm willing to do it in one condition. You give me your Kahaya. You give me your wings. They were Malachim, they had wings. They gave her a wing, she flew up to the Kisei HaKavod, she said, Hashem, Hashem, they wanted to be chayti with me, they tried to be machdim. I need your help, save me from chet. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu was treveya her in Shamayim at the Mazalim's hands. That's why the mazal is the psula. It's a psula that was aimed, that had an assignment. She took on wings and she flew to Hashem and she changed her future. There are so many people that have changed, that have grown, that have become different people. And it came from Yeshkaina Ilamai Bishah Achas. You don't need 10 minutes, you don't need 20 minutes. One feeling that goes so deep inside. One is Iris, three madness echoed, the Vivi Shaladam Yesami Meya Hakoy. One feeling that went deep inside, they took to heart, and they became different people. They shined, and they grew. And not only people that were Oydeh Aveis, but Islam, the Maima Muslim, there were people in Non Shari Tuma. Mamish, the worst Tuma Shiva Island, that you should never ever know what it means, Non Shari Tuma Shiva Island. And they changed. Coaching a person like some day yeshiva that aren't as bad as you are, you're definitely not holding them. You should change. Mom is kao v'choyim. By the leadership, I didn't address it. Abulay Zubulvah. There were so many Bnei Taira who took on Kabbalahs. V'kariv alecha hadavar ma'ay. They became matmidim. They had became people with midas toivos. There's so many parents that come over and say, wow, my son went there to throw, and he changed so much. His midas, I'm so impressed by you. His asmada, I'm so impressed by you. And there's so many of these bachim that became chashuv talmidei chachamim, chashuv bnei Torah, and alibinei chashuv balabatim. There's so many balabatim that made kabbalas, and they became chashuv balabatim too. Every angle of Klal Yisrael has changed, has grown. Everyone could grow. Everyone could shine. When we look at our rabbanim, when we look at our gedolim, what are we looking at? As people think, we're looking at someone that once upon a time had an assayim. We're looking at people who use their Rosh Hashanah well. You know what Rav Asher is? 20 Rosh Hashanahs combined. That's what it takes to make a big assayim. Yeah, a little bit more than 20. Say how much exactly. It doesn't make a difference. Maybe in Yom Kippur. A lot of good Rosh Hashanahs and Yom Kippurs combined. That's what makes the tzaddikim, all the tzaddikim that we have in all over in Eretz Yisrael, in America, all the Talmidei Chachamim. It's good Rosh Hashanahs, one after the other, after the other, that built them, that made them, that came in with a seriousness. They took it serious. And they did a tshuva. As karev alecha hadavah mi'ayid, we all could change. First we have to have, we must change. We must get better. But the most important thing is we want to change. And we want to get better. And then it'll happen. Because the Derech Shalom writes the Melech, where we come to Yisrael. It's Kedai to change. We need to change. We need to grow. Now, so what am I going to grow in? What am I being makabel this Rosh Hashanah? That's very important. Before Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah, to really sit down, do a cheshvin ha-nefesh, go over your year, go over your life, go over where you're holding. What do I need to grow in? What should I make a kabbalah? Everyone knows himself. No one can tell you what. You know yourself the best. What should I make a kabbalah? What could I grow in? This is going to be my avoida for the year. I'm making a deep kabbalah, a real kabbalah. Very important to try to do it in a couple of angles. Even though we're not makabel too much, but in a couple of angles. Number one, in derech eretz kadma l'tayr. You need this. Not to think about yourself. Not to be so upset at people. Not to be so hateful of people. Not to speak so badly on people. You can make a kabbalah, you can change, to be good to other people. Derech eretz kodma l'tayr. Every person can make a kabbalah in derech eretz. And I say toiv, a positive kabbalah, and a sur meira. Number one. Number two, in Torah. Very important. Torah is the aim, chayenu hi ayrech yameinu. Barasi yetzahara, barasi Torah tabla. We always need to be machazik in Torah. Yaakov Galinsky went to Chaim Kanievsky. He was going to America before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. What should I be ma'ir the olam to be chayzer with Shuvah? As he thought he was going to tell him, not to do so many busham, smartphones, whatever. He said, tell them to learn more. Learn more? Everyone knows you're supposed to learn. Torah is everything. Torah is the shayrish. Torah is what makes everything knock. As we should make a kabbalah, whatever it is, in Torah. Sai in Bittul Torah, sai in the Torah we're learning. What I want to learn this year. What I want to accomplish in Torah. I want to have accomplishments in Torah. I want to make the human. I want to tilu shtai. And kol echad kifi mashehu. There's so many beautiful movements that were started in Klal Yisrael. You know, and even if it's not a movement, you on your own, but something to get yourself with some sort of a kabbalah in Torah. We live in a day where Bachim don't have shifas in Torah. To have shifas, what am I going to be mafig in Torah? Avreichim, shas, nashim lezikim, mishnayis, halachim, something. In those two areas. Two. And number three, in my relationship with Hashem. And this is so important. How do I look at Hashem? How do I relate to Hashem? I'm going to try to connect more to Hashem, to feel more Hashem, to live more with Hashem. That is something we need a very strong recovery. Every day to think I'm totally Hashem. It's not just Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we feel it. It's a whole year being lived. But every rega of life, I'm totally Hashem. I need Hashem. Hashem is my everything. Those feelings, the more we think it, and we think, which part of the day should we think it? Well, I'm saying anyway, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But during Kriya Shema, you think, what does Hashem Echad mean? Ein oid melvadoi. Everything in my life is totally in Him. I have to listen to Him. Kabbalah's own Malchus Hashemayim. Or if Kriya Shema doesn't talk to you somewhere in the day, wherever it is, but try to connect more with Hashem and build that friendship. The Kesher of Yira and the Kesher of Abba. Everything that's good is from Hashem. There was a Chasam of Tzadik that said that he wanted to call the Kaisel. In certain companies, you have a complaint part. Everyone comes and they put their complaints in, like what's not well. And they have a box where you put all your complaints in. He said he wanted to call the Kaisel the complaint box of Klal Yisrael. Everyone comes in, this isn't good for me, this isn't good for me, I need you to fix this, I need you to fix this. But there's another angle of the relationship. Forgetting we need Hashem to fix the lot, and that's good. It's very important to know He's the one that fixes everything, yes. But to realize everything that's good that we had until now came from Him too. That you're alive, you're functioning, you're healthy, you're doing, you have what to eat, you have where to everything is good. It's building that Kesher relationship, making Kabbalah in these areas, these are life changers. These are Kabbalahs that are going to change our life. Focus on Midas Tayroi, the focus on Taira, and the focus on Hashem. And the last one, which is not least important, and I'm putting it last, but it's least important, Shmiras Taira in Mitzvahs. Pashat Rule. I want to be showing the Taira in Mitzvahs much, much better. Very important to have a dugish on halacha. I'm being mekayim what I'm supposed to is much better. And doing things lechatzila, doing things v'simcha. These are different angles that are important to make Kabbalah say. Now, step by step, a small Kabbalah, but with a kibbun to work in these areas to help us to grow. By the way, where did I make my list from? Yeshiva Sisharim. He bases it on us. If I would open up the Mesilas Yesharim and read it, because everyone would turn off before I started. They did it without it. The kids, so that's where it's coming from. He buys this from a passage and says, these are the interesting things. These are the things you should try to. He's not talking about Rosh Hashanah. He's talking about your entire life. But what is Rosh Hashanah? To fix what you're supposed to be doing in your life. So it's just Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah. Tehillim, okay. It's like Shlichus, it's Maisa, Ki'ilu Mesiyah, Ki'ilu on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. That's the Kivunim, getting the important parts of Yiddishkeit, putting it down to yourself, and setting for yourself to go in the right direction. Because we love what the Avodas Hayom is together. We focus in that we should have a good focus of what we're coming to do. We're begging Hashem, give me a chance. I want to be a better person. I know I'm not perfect. That's what we come in with Slichos, with the Tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking for Rachmanis. Kedalei Mukarashim Dafaknu Blad Secha. I don't deserve a good year. Even if I dip my honey in dvash. Even if I eat Rimonim. I don't deserve a good year. Even if I gave stuff at the Kupa Sa'ir and all the tzaddikim took my name and they're damning for me, I still don't deserve it. It all helps. And it's all beautiful. And it's all something to help us. But we are not but Tua. That's the one thing I don't appreciate in Psalms. When they write, you give us Taka and you are Batuach to have a good year. It's like the insurance company. You give us and you're Batuach. You're insured. I don't think anyone could insure Adam. There's no bitachon like that. You do this, go ahead, sin all your life, just give us our Taka and you have a great year. I think it's true. Our avoiding life, our way of looking, yes, I want to give stuff. Yes, it's going to help me. But am I batua? Did I solve the issue? It's gone. There's no smekis. Now I could be the menuchas ha-nefesh and yishev ha-tach. No! On Rosh Hashanah, we're not the menuchas ha-nefesh. On Rosh Hashanah, we're not the Yishev HaDas. We are waiting for the results. It's like you see that guy in the waiting room when he's getting tested, does he have a machlo? He's not sitting there and partying. This is serious. This is the results of life. We're waiting in the waiting room. The Neizu Govan, he knows when he davens, it could change what's going on. If he does tshuva, he could change the results. He can make the results better. It's b'yadeinu. It's not like the guy who's waiting in the waiting room who can't do anything anyway. It's b'yadeinu. We could change the machla. We could change the results. We could be yotze yosef mibeis ha'isturim shaloi. It's b'yadeinu. I'm not nervous to the point of depression, but I'm alive. I'm concerned, and I'm working to make it happen. A better year for me. Very important. That's the positive attitude on Rosh Hashanah. To be concerned, but to know I can make a difference. It's in my hands. In Ein Ani Li, Li Li, Abim Ani Li, I have what to do. I'm not Batuah. I have what to do. I have things to help. And I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malei Rachman. If Hashem sees me trying, Hashem is going to have Rachman. But He has to see me really trying. The worst thing I want to do is be Shalom Yili to B'Shvirus Li Yehra. I'm going to be the same. Be Shalom Yehra. Because that gets Hashem upset. And that is not advisable on Rosh Hashanah. You do not want Hashem coming. It's one day you don't want Hashem coming. Yeah. You never want Hashem, but for sure on Rosh Hashanah. Tshuva, it's Efshir L'Shamas. We could grow. We could change. So many people have changed. So many people have grown. Unbelievable. We can too. Karuv Alecha Adova Ma'ayim. We just have to want and work to make it happen. If we want and we work, it's going to happen. We keep in approval to focus in on Rosh Hashanah. I want to end with a little story that I'm blown away. There's something that's called a Vayimah. I'm blown away by it. Why am I blown away? Well, this guy started, as everyone said to him, you're going to make a thing on Shmiras Yomayim. It's not going to help. Nothing's going to work. No one's going to be interested. No one's going to watch it. It doesn't make a difference. What? You want everyone in America to stop watching 3 minutes of Musar a day? You know how the Gdolim worked on it? Shmuel Kamenetsky, all the Gdolim in America have been trying to get everyone to learn Musar for 3 minutes. It's not going to work. When the guy started Girgul in Yeshiva Smith, they walked over him. They said, the Rosh Yeshivas have been breaking their heads. All the Magidei Shirim have been breaking their heads. You're thinking it gives guys a little bit of Pepsi, a little bit of popcorn, and you're going to get guys to be willing not to have smartphones in the Yeshiva Smith. lo yudima. Lo yudima, irgun on a small level, but a tremendous effort. Lo yudima. How many people watched by your mind? Women, seminary girls, married women, hobbies, saffrons that are watching 3 minutes a day, getting very powerful muster from powerful people and regular people. What we wouldn't do, what we didn't try, that everyone should watch muster for 3 minutes. Now what they do is on the computer, whenever the guy talks, they have a picture. That's the cute thing. So it's very interesting, it's fascinating. He says, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem's weighing, and all of a sudden it appears a star. He says, and eventually you're going to be very rich, and all of a sudden appears someone holding hundreds of dollar bills and giving it out. A little cage. And hundreds of thousands, the amount of people that watch Lo Yuman. And what does it mean they're watching? It means they're thinking, they're absorbing, they're getting muster every day. Now, I'm not telling you to watch by your mind. It's not the point. But the point is, he changed people's life. Here, Balabatim, you know, I could have gone to a not sneezing place, and I didn't, and I made a lot of money in my business. Who would talk that way? People would laugh at you. You're from, you're tzul, you're greasy, oh, whatever, all that. Now it became like, wow, it's in. This is the way we talk. Shmir say, nine, you make money. Wow, I'm giving you good business advice. Watch your eyes. Like, whoa, it's like a whole. You know what it is? Yidden are good. Yidden are kodesh, yidden are tar. If you get them, wow. Everyone is right. It's so beautiful to see how when people come up with good ideas, it goes in the whole cloud yourself from the most to the unbelievable. Because all we really need is a little trick, a little kunst, and we all could go from it. We see Hashem is being ma'irah, kol kachave, are being chayzer, are being misairah. As let's join the hispirus movement. I'm not saying we should join by the movement, we should join this movement, we should join here, but we should join all of them. That's not the point. The point is we should start moving. Join the movement. We all can. We should all be Mishala and Mishraim together. That's Hashem. Every Yid in Klal Yisrael should be Yotzer from his base and his seer. He should be Zeicher, the beautiful prophets, beautiful Yeshua. As Hashem should make the whole Klal Yisrael react. Should be Yotzer and his base and his seer and Jerusalem. When you daven on Rosh Hashanah, you're being davening for the Ru'ula Shlema. You're diving for a world of kulay time, kulay mated. Not one tear, not one almana, not one yasa, not one machla, not one pain of a child that a father doesn't have nachasa, not one pain of any pain in the world. But that's what we're diving for on Rosh Hashanah. V'simlach ato Hashem levadecho. Who is Hashem? Kulay time umated. Let's pour our hearts out together. We need it. It's step number one for tshuva. Step number one for a good year. And for Ezra Hashem, it should be the last step that brings the Gula Hasidah and Hayah.